message, you ought to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believed. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process, what could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass, there's lots you can do. You wanna learn something, then watch how I move. But they don't wanna do shit. They wanna be spoon-fed like a little baby. That shit is crazy, boy. Change up your mindset. I get 3 days worth of work done in just one. 7-2-7 mindset is the hustle for us. You get it?
I'm Alex Corona.
I'm Jamie Burks.
And today we're coming at you from our kitchen here at Corona Realty Group. And this is the 727 podcast. And we're super excited to come at you today and talk to you about something that's near and dear to my heart. Jamie, I'm just kidding. Today we're going to talk about some pain. How much pain can you take? Financial pain, spiritual pain, mental pain, physical pain. That pain, where it's so deep, it's to the core. How much can you take before you're ready to give up?
Well, I'm not going to give up, but I have to tell you, I feel crazy at times, and I believe that we have been in the most financial pain within the last 12 months than that we've ever been in before. I heard one of our mentors say, your success depends on how much financial pain, financial turmoil you can sustain. And there's nothing that's truer than that. There are so many times where we're just like, I don't want to do this anymore at all. Like how do we get out of here? How do we get, but, and then we're like, wait a minute, we're not quitting. Like there's no way. There's no way we're quitting. So we've come this far and we've survived all the turmoil. There's no point of return. Now it's game time. We figured this out. We're good.
We didn't come this far to just come this far. Right. And like Jamie said, it's been a hell of a year. And most importantly, we didn't give up. No matter what happened, no matter how much of a beating we took, and all of it, not just financial. So that's just one part. Yes, financial pain is extremely huge, because a lot of people, as soon as it starts to hurt a little bit, they're going to give up, they're going to quit, and they see that they lose some money and they don't want to lose money. It hurts, you know, it sucks to have to work for that same dollar twice and three times and four times. But what you have to understand is it's building character and it's building everything inside you to keep going. As much as we want to give up, as much as I want to throw in the towel, believe me when I tell you, God's got you. You got to have your faith in him. He's going to keep going. He's going to keep you going. But you got to not give up, because so many people, I see it, they're 3 foot away from the gold and they decide, I'm done. I can't take it anymore. There's a ton of emotional pain. There's days that I don't eat. There's days that I don't sleep. There's days that I'm crying. I'm thinking, how are we going to do this? And somehow, some way, God comes through for us. And we make it happen. And I'm talking about not, you know, sometimes to the last minute, and he comes through. And what's crazy is he comes through every single time. So it just keeps building my faith that much stronger that we got this. And no matter what happens, we got it. And no matter what happens, we have each other. That's the most important
part. He does that because we keep trying. Like, if you give up, then you just gave up. But you have to keep trying, like, no matter what it is.
It's easy. It's easy to just decide, I'm done. I give up. You know, it's easy to just go work for somebody else. And it's easy to just get a paycheck on Friday and show up and do the bare minimum. But that's not what the hell we're going to do. We're going to go so hard, because everything we want is on the other side of everything that we don't want to do. And we're going to do it.
Yes, we are.
If you guys are feeling it and you're thinking to yourself, man, when is it going to stop? Keep going. If you guys are hearing from your family and your friends, you're crazy, you don't need to be doing this to yourself, keep going. Most importantly, keep going. If you guys aren't on the G-Code app yet, get yourselves on it. You cannot be grateful and pissed off at the same time. There's 4 G's to the G-Code: genetics, your grind, your group, and grateful. So it will keep you grateful. You can't be grateful and pissed off at the same time. So as much as sometimes I'm down and I'm out, I remind myself how grateful I am to be here, how grateful I am to even have an opportunity that I have in order to solve the problem. You know, these problems, I had a wise man tell me a long time ago, and I'll never forget this. He tells me, there are no problems, only solutions. And he couldn't be more right. You got to figure out the solution to your problems. And the more backbone that you bring to the table, the easier it gets. Yes, you're going to get knocked the hell out. Yes, you're going to get knocked the fuck down. But it most important, you're going to have to get back up. And every time you get knocked down, it's that much easier to get back up. I mean, when I tell you, you will have to fucking kill me to stop me. I'm not playing. There's no doubt about that. Another thing that I definitely put myself through is physical pain. The other day I got somebody, I was at that's an event out in Texas, and there was a guy on stage, and he said that he was going to set up a thing for everybody to go running, and it was going to be a 3-mile run. And I thought to myself, 3-mile run? Holy shit, that's a lot of running. I don't think I've ever ran 1 mile without stopping, not even when I was a little kid. I remember doing the mile at school. There was no way. I was huffing and puffing. I didn't finish that shit.
The last time I ran was high school.
So, you know, mine was like 7th grade that I could remember. So I thought to myself, 3 miles, holy shit, that's a lot of running. But then I looked at the guy that wants to get everybody to run, and he's big as hell. The guy's swole as shit. I'm like, man, if this guy runs and he looks like that, I better start running. So sign me up. So got there bright and early in the morning, and let's go. I was the only dummy. I show up with Jordans. You know, I wasn't ready to go running. Everybody's got running shoes. I show up with my ones on and a big ass water bottle the size of a baby. You know, I don't know if I'd bring my headphones. I have no idea what it's about to go running because I've never did it before. So they're laughing at me. Look at this guy. He shows up with his basketball shoes and you're carrying a baby. So again, I didn't know what the hell was going on. So about a half a block in, I'm already about to hit the ground. I'm so tired. And my ones are rubbing up against the back of my ankles, rubbing the skin off. I'm already burning. I'm like, oh my goodness, what did I get myself into? And I just kept telling myself, keep going. Keep going. If you guys don't know who David Goggins is, this man has ran over 100 miles without stopping. And I kept telling myself, if this man can run 100 miles without stopping, I can do 3. Just keep going. And I stayed with the two guys that were at the very beginning, at the top. That's who I stayed running next to. I just said, here, I'm going to use these guys to keep pushing me. They never said, come on, or anything like that. I just kept mentally forcing myself to keep going. No matter what pain I felt, no matter how bad my ankles felt, I was about ready to rip my shoes off and start running barefoot before I would stop. People kept falling back and falling off. Not me. I wasn't going to let it happen. And yes, I was in a ton of physical pain. Yes, mental pain. Yes, all the fucking pain. But there was no way that I wasn't going to come through. And then when it was all over, I was about 2.5 miles in, and they turned around and they're like, wow, dude, I can't believe that you're still with us. And I said, have we ran a mile yet? And he's like, and the guy looks at his watch and he's like, we're 2.5 miles in. I couldn't believe it. And right there, I said to myself, all right, bro, this is it. Just stop. You did it. But then something else switched and said, keep fucking going, dude. Do not stop. No matter what pain you feel, that shit will go away as soon as it's over. Finishing the race was the most important thing I had to do. And that will never go away. The pain that I felt, that shit's long gone. My ankles are fucking back to normal. My skin is back. But that 3 miles that I ran without stopping, I could talk to fucking everyone about. That will never go away.
What's cool about that story, because he literally walked into the hotel like this, put his little band-aids on, and then the very next morning put the same Jordans on to go and do CrossFit with Ryan Stuman. Like, I...
And what did he do? He took me running.
Tried to kill him.
Well, besides trying to kill me every time we go to the gym, you know, he had me running, and again, you know, it's rubbing the shit out of my ankles, but I kept going. And again, I thought about ripping my shoes off and running barefoot, but I didn't. And I was fucked up, man. And I was tired. And again, you know, these guys push me to the limits. And again, I'm not giving up. You know, you gotta mentally prepare yourself for these things and then follow through. Because at the end of the day, like I said, what you do will never go away. The pain, that shit will stop one day or another. But, you know, I tell my kids that all the time, you know, make the play, let the ball hit you in the face. I don't care, whatever it is, because at the end of the day, you made that play. That pain will go away, but that play that you made, it'll be there forever.
I have moments, mine are more so not in a workout sense, but like in business and in the office and things of that sort. I'll have times where I get so, I've made a mistake and I get so upset with myself. I'm literally in tears, but they're in my mind. It's like, I get it all out. And then I sit there and I think to myself, okay, this is what happened. And what's my next move? What's my next move at that point? So just going through and trying to go through a problem solving process in my head, like, okay, this happened. This was shit. Got it. But being able to get yourself to where you're just at a level ground of like thinking and then making that next move gets you motivated to do more. Cause then you're like, I got this. Like if there's at that point, I'm ready to try to don't make that same mistake again. Of course, I had a moment yesterday that I was totally so upset with myself, and I recovered from it just because of, you know, my mindset to say, you know what, I'm not going to do that again. How am I going to fix this?
What was it you were upset about?
I wired money to a wrong account, so. I was like,
Jimmy called me up crying.
I was like, and I'm like standing in my office, and I was just like, the tears were, you know, were flowing. And I think I'm just so mad at myself for doing that. Like, how could I have not double checked that? Like, how stupid is that? But then I, you know, he did make me feel better talking to him. And then I got off the phone. I'm just like, okay, what am I doing next to fix this? And now, you know, lesson learned. Tell myself a lesson not to do that again. But holy shit, that sucked.
So lesson is double check, especially.
Double check what you're doing. No matter how much of a rush you're in or how busy you are, you got to slow down to speed up sometimes.
Anything else to talk about pain?
Mental pain. Sometimes you give me some mental pain. But that's because we have to problem solve things together. And he may have one way of thinking about something and I may have another. But to get through pain like that, I think open lines of communication are wonderful.
I'm going to give you guys an example.
Listening
of mental pain
is
that I
great.
Give to. So today, while I was having breakfast with my son, I went and picked him up from school and took him out to breakfast. We had a little mastermind. You know, he's only 5 years old, so we had a little business meeting. And he said he wanted to have a YouTube channel. And of course, I got right on the phone with my guy at the office, said, hey, bro, get him going on a YouTube channel, have it all set up so that when we get there, you know, his iPad was here already. So I said, here, set it all up, get it on there. And when we get there, show him how to upload and, you know, do whatever he's got to do, because I'm not even sure how to upload stuff on YouTube. So that way you can show him how to do it, and this kid could get himself rolling. So I get here, and Jamie's in like full throttle panic. Oh my God, what are we doing? My kid's who's going to be talking to him? And what's he going to be posting? And what is he doing?
I feel like it's a valid concern as a mother.
So, and I'm okay with it. You know, obviously, yes, be concerned. You know, but you got to understand how things work. So with kids being on YouTube, there's settings on there where people can't even comment. So that way you're not worried about, you know, weirdos getting on there and trying to talk to them. And, you know, I said, why don't you become a subscriber? So that way you could see what he's posting. You know, if you want to micromanage everything he's posting before he posts it, that doesn't make any sense. Like, let the kid do what he's got to do. I trust him. You know, we talked about what is he going to be posting? He said, I'm going to post my toys and how I play with my toys and how cool you know, if there's a cool toy and if there's a toy I don't like, and, you know, videos of Gordy's, which is a dog that's at his godmother's house, and maybe, you know, his dog at home, and cool. Hey, go ahead. You know, so, mm-hmm. You know, he talked about how he knows other people who have one subscriber and 100 subscribers and 100,000 subscribers and 1 million. And I mean, this kid's 5 years old. So for him to know like a lot of these things is pretty amazing. And I know he's on YouTube quite a bit because he always tells me, I see this on there, I see that on there. So why not let him do it? You know, I like watching them. Maybe somebody else will like watching them, and maybe something will come about it, or maybe it won't. But at least the most important part is, as soon as I told him that we were going to have a YouTube for him, he started jumping around, all excited, all happy. And then we get here and it's all doom and gloom.
Wow.
And every negative thing possible. And the worst part is she's saying these things right when he's there. So I said, here, why don't we give him a hug?
Okay, so that's we did hug, and I was saying these things, but he also needs to hear the explanation as to why, and that my main concern is the protection of him, and the internet could be very unforgiving at times.
Well,
and
put it this way, she called it the insect net. So,
well, because this is the problem. So based on this makes sense.
A little old
opening
school.
up the The reason why it came out that way is because when I try to explain things, he's very aggressive. So he starts jumping down my throat. And I know you all have these problems in your relationship. So he started talking over me. But point being is this, once we opened up the lines of communication to cure the mental and emotional pain and were able to, I talk, you listen, you talk, I listen. I did get more educated on what it is. I'm just concerned for his safety. And I think a lot of listeners could agree with that.
And I'm cool with that. You know, I'm okay with that. But like I told her, I said, here, I don't expect millions of subscribers to be on there. And
I love the fact following your footsteps of stardom. But
not even about that. It's about, you know, I don't want to, he's not a shy little kid. He's very outgoing. And I want it to be even more outgoing. So to me, I thought, hey, I got his back.
When
I came here, it felt like we were under attack. You know, we were at war and shots were fired.
Because we need to be on the same page with the concern and the support. I support him. If that's what he wants to do, I'm totally 100% behind him, but he needs to be protected and you need to at least see my side of that.
I'm with all of it. But like I said, it was just a quick example of, you know, mental pain and emotional pain. You know, there was a few more other things. I kind of rub it in a little bit and
make
her feel it. So that way I just want her to understand how silly she's being, because at the end of the day,
you're going to protect our child.
Absolutely.
I know.
And it made him happy. You know, I want my kid smiling and jumping around, and he's very excited about it. So hopefully you guys can tune in. Antonio Corona, I think it's called Antonio Universe. Yeah. So you guys can subscribe or have your kids subscribe. He's a good little kid. So
he's a great communicator.
So with that, we're going to let you go with this emotional pain so that you don't have to listen to us anymore.
Until next time.
I'm Alex Corona.
And I'm Jamie Furst.
And tune into the 727 Comcast.
I need you all to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believe. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process. What could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your